Hey everyone, John Gonzalez here from MLive.com.
And Amy Sherman, and we'd like to welcome you to this special podcast edition from MLive.
So Amy, who do we have next on the show?
Next up, we have Mary Beth Stutzman, right?
That's
from
correct.
Alpina.
Yep.
You guys have some cool things going on up there that I had no idea were available in the state of Michigan.
We are a very well-kept secret, but we want to share secret.
Not a secret any longer, Mary Beth. Tell us what's happening in Alpina.
Alpina is a place where relaxed outdoor adventure collides with history and heritage. That's the best way to describe what we've got going on up in Northeast Michigan.
Well, that kind of sounds like a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. It's hard to fit it all into one sentence. So our elevator pitch is pretty long, and it starts with 19th century shipwrecks that you can snorkel over or free dive, and then it goes on to sinkholes and fossil hunting from the Devonian era. And we are centrally located to three dark sky preserves, three of the state's newest dark sky preserves.
So for our listeners who maybe are unaware where Alpina is, if I'm looking at my hand,
right,
where are you?
We're about 4 hours straight north of Detroit. We are on the index finger, but not quite to the top of it.
So easy to get to from all over the state. But so you're blowing my mind with everything from shipwrecks to dark sky parks. If I wanted to come up maybe and spend the weekend over the spring and the summer, what would you recommend I get started with?
If you're going to spend about 3 days in Alpina, I would recommend that you start with a kayak ride or paddleboard ride over top of some of the shipwrecks out in the bay. You can snorkel over top of them. You don't have to be an expert to experience them. You can also take a ride on the glass bottom boat, Lady Michigan, which will take you over top of a couple of the shipwrecks, and you don't even need to get wet. So if you don't like swimming, no problem. You can still experience
hey,
that.
Hey, hey.
Yeah. I just recently got into snorkeling and that kind of stuff. Funny, I grew up on a Great Lake, but I'm not really comfortable in the water. But there are a lot of other ways you can experience these things.
And that's a great point, because it's also sometimes a little chilly in the water up there.
Yeah,
so,
Lake
but
Huron,
if you could go
yeah.
over a kayak, that'd be great. Are there places you can rent kayaks and
yes,
paddleboards?
Yes, absolutely. And then you can check out the Maritime Heritage Center, which is an interpretive experience about the shipwreck century, because we have about 200 shipwrecks lying off the coast of Alpina. So I mean, you could spend years studying.
Why so many
studying
shipwrecks
all of these
right off of Alpina? Is it kind
Alpina
of a dangerous
was,
crossing?
Alpina was actually a really happening port back at the turn of the last century, when the logging era was booming, and they would take logs out from the interior of the state, float them down the river, put them on boats that were waiting in the harbor. And Alpina and Thunder Bay especially, the waters can turn treacherous very quickly with fog and big waves like you might find out on the ocean, and sometimes ships with early navigation systems weren't able to navigate as well as they are today, so we have a lot of lighthouses as well from that period of time. And it's just really interesting to hear their stories, because sometimes it wasn't even the treacherousness, if that's a word, of the water. It was there are two particular ships that collided when they were trying to pass mailbags back and forth, and they just got too close and they couldn't turn because they're giant, and there's an accident. So there's a number of different stories with all the wrecks, and it's really fun to learn about, and you learn a lot about our nation's history when you are studying the wrecks as well.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating to just hear some of that. But one of the things I'm curious about with the east side of the state and the difference between the west side. And I know there's a kind of perception out there that the east side, Alpina coast, is a little rockier. Is that true?
It is, actually, but that is one of the things that makes us really unique. We do have sand beaches. We have small sand dunes up at Thompson Harbor State Park, Hess State Park, north of Alpina. But we also are a karst area, and karst topography means limestone. So if you were to look at your hand again and follow Alpina out almost to Gaylord, there's a huge karst deposit under this topsoil. So that means that we have a lot of sinkholes. There's actually a state park that you can go to. Michigan's 100th state park, Rockport State Recreation Area, has 12 sinkholes, a
really?
Collection of 12 sinkholes.
You can go check these
out.
Yeah.
One even has water in it, and they're not even sure how deep it is, because they keep trying to send ropes down and gauge the depth, and they can't.
That sounds so creepy.
It's mysterious.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, and a lot of them are dry, so you can actually view them. There's different ferns that grow in the bottom of sinkholes that you won't find for hundreds of miles, just because
the whole environment must be
different.
Yeah,
the environment in the bottom of a sinkhole is a little bit different than the surrounding land. And in addition to that, that means that we're also a great place to hunt for fossils from the Devonian period, which was about 400 million years ago. And at Rockport, it's actually the first state park in Michigan that you can take something from and not get in trouble. because there is an abandoned limestone quarry on the parkland, and you can go and you can hunt. We have geology clubs come up all the time, and classrooms go out, and myself, I'm always taking a couple home in my pocket, and you can find corals and seashells from 400 million years ago and take them home with you.
Oh my gosh, that would be, I remember when my kids were little, my boys were little, and they were fascinated by fossils and things like that. That would be such a great trip to take a family
on. It is really fun. It's a fun family outing.
And looking for fossils.
Yeah. And at night, when the sun goes down, you can stay, and Rockport is one of the three dark skies.
Okay, so the dark skies I'm fascinated by, and this is on my bucket list for this summer, is to go to one of the dark sky parks, because it is literally a park to appreciate stars.
Yes, and it's really, for those of us that might live outside of a metro area, we look up my house in town in the middle of Alpena, I can see the stars. Some people say, well, what's so big about that? But we have entire generations of our population growing up never seeing a clear night sky. They don't know what it looks like. They've seen it on TV. They've seen it in books. They've never experienced it themselves. So the reason why this is so significant is as the world becomes more developed and populated, these places where light pollution is non-existent is going to become extremely rare. So it is very fortuitous that we are noticing this and protecting some of these areas to keep them safe from light pollution so that people can go and visit them and see the Milky Way. And they can see the space station orbiting with their naked eye. And they can see planets and shooting stars. We did a yoga session for one of our dark sky events at Rockport during the meteor shower last year. And a meteor went right over everyone's head when they were laying in Shavasana.
Wow.
At the very end.
Cool.
It was amazing. Right in Alpena.
You know, all this sounds wonderful. And someone listening right now going, you know what? I might take a trip over there. Where can they go? Where can they get more information?
Absolutely. Visit alpena.com. We'll have everything you need. And it has contact information. If you need more information, we have a feature on our website called Ask a Local. So if you have some specific questions or things that you want to check out or just coming with eight people, what should I think about? You can send us an email and a local person will be your personal concierge to answer your questions.
That is so cool. I love that.
That's
I'm gonna totally abuse
idea.
That.
Yeah.
We're just neighborly like that up in Alpena.
Oh my gosh, well, that sounds fantastic.
I love that. Yeah
we have a lot of things we're gonna have to go visit, I think, in Alpena.
Yep, visit alpena.com, ask a local, and we'll get you set up.
All right, I'll try not to abuse that service. All right, Mary Beth Sussman from Alpena, thank you so much for joining us. This was great. Good information, right?
A lot of great information, and I can't wait to plan my next trip.
Oh, we'll see you soon.
I've been top down to these railroad tracks, and not knowing nobody coming back for me.
Mary Beth Stutzman from Alpena, Michigan. Special shout out to MLive. Thank you so much for having me today. If you'd like to know more about Alpena, check out visitalpena.com.